Today during Holy Week, we're given this beautiful remembrance of Jesus visiting his friends in Bethany. Mary and Martha and Lazarus, who Jesus has already raised from the grave. Lazarus is alive again. He's there eating with them. And Mary breaks this costly liter of perfumed oil, aromatic nard, over Jesus, over his feet, dries them with her hair. This would have been such an enormous cost to this family. Imagine how Mary would have thought about Jesus visiting her home, how thankful she was that Christ raised her brother. Think about the journey she made to purchase this oil. What was going through her mind and heart? She loved Jesus so immensely. She delighted in him with everything she was. People in ancient times would have kept substantial sums of money hidden away somewhere that no one else could find, but they could. So maybe there is even a loose stone or brick in the house or a hole in the ground where Mary had to dig and get behind and find the money sack filled with coins. It might have even been their life savings. The emergency fund for Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Mary goes and she finds that money sack, and then she sets out on the journey to find this nard. Maybe she had to walk to Jerusalem to the marketplace to find such a large amount, to find such an expensive amount. And she would have bought that in a clay amphora, kind of a sealed pottery bottle that in many cases you had to actually smash the top of the bottle open to get out the contents. You had to be sure you wanted to use it because it was sealed shut. She went to the market and bought that oil and came back and was planning for the time she would be able to break that over her Savior, the one who is coming into the world. All the while, what was she holding in her heart as she walked to purchase that nard? She was holding in her imagination, in her heart, in her soul, the face of Christ. So eager, so desirous to make this purchase, make this sacrifice, and give it all to him. To anoint him and to let that beautiful, pleasing fragrance fill the entire house. What a gift as well, because we know, of course, 2,000 years ago, hygiene was not what it is today. And so to smell people's body odor, to smell the filth of the road as they traveled was just so common. They just many times lived in it without the kind of washing we have today. But this fills the whole house. It is a sign of how the fragrance of Christ can just fill an entire place, an entire family, an entire world with so much filth and sadness and darkness. But when the Anointed One is among us, how much we just awaken up and open up to goodness because of the beauty of who Christ is. Judas does the opposite today. He does not actually care about the poor. He was a thief and he used to steal contributions. He would have stolen contributions one coin at a time to try and hide it from other people. He would have just began to trim off a little bit from the top to make a life for himself, to make a world for himself, which was really no world at all, because he was putting more and more distance between himself and Jesus and the disciples. This Holy Week and Easter, we are faced with a choice. Do we go and dig up that life savings like Mary and spend our lives entirely on Christ at such a cost, but with such a reward? Or do we, like Judas, just try and shave off a little bit of life for ourselves? Do we try and hide our lives a few coins at a time away for ourselves, not trusting that if we give all of our lives to the one who loves us, we will find abundantly more, we will lack for no good thing? Each human being, when they encounter Christ, are faced with the crossroads. To give all to him and to allow the gift of our lives to be broken over him, like Mary broke this liter of fragrant oil. We also have the choice to try and live for ourselves, take what we can from the world, bit by bit, never enough, always leaving us hungry and thirsty, isolated and angry. This Holy Week, give your life entirely over to Christ. Let yourself be broken open in heart and spirit, broken out upon him to shower God with love in his Son Jesus, knowing that he who died for us and is risen invites us to carry the cross with him, that in our death we might also die with him and in him and for him, and be raised up and anointed by God with true life, true beauty, with that joyful fragrance that fills not just an earthly home, but the entire heavenly home of the Father's house.